I tell you, it was a good look yesterday. Was Pecans terrific first up in the Godolphin Crown. Great training effort. We've got Joe Pride on the line. Joe, good morning. We've had one of your owners already on the line, very excited about Pecans, and she's such a genuine mare, though. You can't help but get excited about her, Joe. Good morning.
An enthusiastic bunch.
Group one celebration yesterday, Joe.
Yeah, it sure was. Yeah. I heard him roar out of the grandstand when she went over the line. That was great.
First up, too. Is that something that she's responded to previously, Joe?
Now, look, I think she runs well fresh. I've only had her for the one preparation
right before
this one. So she does run well fresh, and she did have the three trials, so she's pretty well prepared for it. But all the same, it was, 1,300 metres in a group three race. Not easy to do, and she's come back in terrific order.
Yeah, she's gone back-to-back at stakes level now, Joe. She won the Bellwether Turf at her last run back in the summer. What was it about her as a tried racehorse that convinced you she'd be worthy of the Tricolours Syndicate's investment?
Yeah, sure. We went down to travel down to Melbourne with James Moss, who runs Tricolours, and just looking mainly at the Daly horses that day. And she's just a mare with she's got really nice scope about her, nice width between her hips, big set of ears, lots of that in the mare. And, beautiful eye on her, and she just appealed. I mean, she'd only had the seven starts, the one win, and she just sort of made it like she had some upside to her. Sort of probably going to be, honest, didn't think we were going to be buying a dual group winner at that point, but just hoping to pick up a nice horse we're going to have a bit of fun with.
All right, Joe, I don't know a lot about the horse racing game, but big ears.
I'm telling you, big ears on a mare.
Okay. Does that mean they're good listeners?
Not really.
No. Right.
It is an unusual thing, isn't it? You think, well, what the hell big is? But you see it so often on good mares. They have big. I know it sounds bizarre, but they do. They have big. Telling you.
Yeah. Right. Interesting. I would say something here about my wife, but anyway. Good morning to Tracy. No, I can't say
didn't
that.
Didn't she become an Australian citizen?
She did on Friday. Yeah. Very exciting for the whole family.
To lovely Tracy.
You mentioned a setback that the horse had a little bit early. What was that, Joe?
It's the inflammation in the stomach. So I ran a blood on her, which I tend to do very easily, but I wasn't happy with that. A little bit of a temperature, and it was about
We're just breaking up there, Joe. Perhaps if you move, I think you were talking about that little infection she may have had, but you had her treated and had her ready to go first up. What about going forward now, Joe, with her scones coming up? Is that an option?
Yeah, they're probably going to bypass scones. It's just not it's not something at this point to fall out for a kind of hope to end it a little bit higher and take it to Brisbane for a
Ooh.
Okay, I might have just lost having, Joe. I did want to ask him about Terra Vista. I think trials next Friday ahead of the Doomben 10,000. Are you still there, Joe?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I got you now, yeah. Terra Vista, just finally, Joe, I think your trials, you told me last week, this Friday coming, and then all systems go, hopefully, to the Doomben 10,000.
He does, yeah. He's in good order, so he's going to go up to Brisbane for that race, and that'll probably be the only start he'll have up there. But he's in terrific order, and looking forward to seeing him trial.
Geez, he's taking the owners on a ride, Terra Vista.
Yeah, it's been a fantastic horse.
Yeah, brilliant. Well done yesterday, Joe. Great training performance first up for Pecans. As we know, the owners are happy. They're already ringing into the program. So no doubt you get plenty of text messages and a nice sling out of that one, which is good.
Beautiful. Thanks very much, Clive.
Thanks, Joe.